producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, sort of bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I first of all would like to welcome a new affiliate, WREL 1450 AM in Lexington, Virginia. We want to thank Kevin Cavanaugh, the general manager, for making the program available to listeners in his particular area. Again, we just wanted to say thank you very much. We thank you for your trust. WREL 1450 AM in Lexington, Virginia. Folks, I want to let you know that there's much to talk about today. I want to get to the profiteers of governing. And what I want to share with you more than anything is, are these the ones who actually got away with it? Well, absolutely, they are not. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to parallel that with what we see today. And I want to ask you the question, in light of your candor, why is it that there are so many American politicians that are garnering so much wealth? And as a matter of fact, during the 113th congressional session, did you know that 268 of the 535 members were actually millionaires? Let me say that again. How is it that American politicians are garnering so much wealth, America? You're having a hard time, but for some reason they're skating. They're riding the high hills. And how are they doing that? And I just shared with you that during the 113th congressional session, 268 of the 535 members were millionaires. How did they do that? And what I'm going to do is I'm going to take it line upon line, precept upon precept, manifesting the councils. I also want to let you know that George Washington, the first president of the United States of America, rightly said, few men have the virtue to withstand the highest bidder. I want to say that again. Few men have the virtue to withstand the highest bidder. How right on he was. Wasn't it Satan himself that approached Jesus? He had the audacity and the impertinence to actually come up to Jesus and tempt Christ, the Son of God, by saying, hey, listen, this all belongs to me. If you just bow down unto me, I'll give it all to you. Not understanding that it was his Father that was the creator of all things. And I'm talking about the devil himself. His arch enemy now, because he put himself in that position. Read Isaiah 14 when you get a moment. But folks, we need to understand that there's Judases within that are destroying our country, and they're making out like a bunch of bandits, friends, off the backs of the American people. I also wanted to let you know, concerning that very topic, it's interesting that in 2010, more than 150 lawmakers reported earnings from more outside investments than from congressional salary. I'll say that again. In 2010, more than 150 lawmakers, if you'd like them call them that, reported earnings more from outside investments than from congressional salary. You know, I'm going to lay this to your candor real quick. How is it, for example, the President of the United States is worth $7 million? The guy has never successfully ran a candy store, but the American people over the last 7 years, all 318 million of them, have let him take the helm to destroy their country. How is it that he makes $400,000 a year, give or take, yet he's worth $7 million? Friends, he's been in office for 7 years. 7 times 4 is 28. That means he would be worth $2.8 million. That means if he was saving every nickel and dime and penny that he has. How is it that majority and minority leaders make an average of $194,000 a year, give or take, and yet they're worth millions today? As a matter of fact, not only was a ship owned by a member of Mitch McConnell's family busted transporting 90 pounds of cocaine, which you never heard of, friends, it's all over the net, but McConnell was also accused by Allison Lundergan of quadrupling his net worth on the backs of the Kentuckians that can't afford it. But for some reason, McConnell is the 10th richest senator with a net worth of between $9.2 million and $36.5 million. How does that work? Or what about Harry Reid? Harry Reid's net worth is between $3 and $10 million. How does that work? America, fill in the blanks. Nancy Pelosi's net worth, folks, her net worth is $26.43 million. How are they doing this? Is it inside trading? Of course it is. Are they selling out to special interest groups? Of course they are. They're not working for we the people. They don't even know the Constitution, friends. They never make reference to it. They pass bills that are antithetical or in direct contrast with the constitutional laws and the enumerated laws found inside of the United States Constitution. But yet they're there. Folks, I've got a lot to cover. And what I would like to do is I'd like to highlight the fact that Barack Hussein Obama, I want to go to Barack Hussein Obama, Barry Satoro's hometown, and I want to show you the long list of corruption. The long list of Illinois politicians convicted for corruption. As a matter of fact, I'm going to parallel those that have been busted with those that have not been busted. And am I saying that every one of them are guilty? Absolutely not. But I am highlighting the fact that our country is being destroyed, and for some reason, there is some economic downturn concerning we the people in this country, but there's an upturn concerning those that serve we the people. There's something completely backwards in this equation. If they were there to serve we the people, why is it that we're the ones that are actually suffering when in fact we are suffering and they themselves are skating on top of financial freedom like none other? And how is it, friends, that they go into serve we the people rather than Congress, Senate, representative, one of the three branches of government, whatever the case may be, a judge? How is it that they go in where they have next to nothing and before you know it, friends, before you know it, they're up there with the ranks of the millionaires? How are they doing that? 268 of the 535 members were millionaires. But let's start here. Do you remember going back to Barack Hussein Obama's hometown, or at least that's what we're told? I want to show you the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. And keep in mind that Barack Hussein Obama, my friends, has transgressed the Constitution over 1,083 times. 1,083 times. So I think by the end of the second hour, you're going to understand exactly where things are at and why we're in trouble in this country today. So, America, why are we in trouble? If you'd like to call in, you may, 1-866-582-9933.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, we're going back to what everybody understood in this country all the way up until 1962. I was not around. I'm still a young man. But from what I'm told, we're supposed to go back to the old past and check it out to understand why they had peace. Because in my generation, and since I can remember, folks, I don't remember a decade without war. But in saying that, every student in this country all the way up until 1962 had to read George Washington's farewell address before he could graduate, where he gave us prophetic warnings. And he was the one that said religion, the Christian religion, under the umbrella of the Christian religion, he said religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. So what we're doing is we're going to the Bible, which is the rock upon which our republic rests, said President Andrew Jackson, and then we're going in line upon line concerning the Constitution. And folks, we're not leaving out the Mayflower Compact. We're not leaving out the Declaration of Independence, which is the seedbed, the preamble, many say, to the Constitution of the United States. And we are not leaving out the Bill of Rights. No, we're premising everything on the foundation and the presupposition that God is, and God is the establisher of who we are. And that is exactly why we are established, friends, in this country, governmentally, Exodus 18:21, and it's something called common law. That's why you see Moses everywhere on public buildings throughout the United States of America, namely going to the Supreme Court justices, and above their heads, there's that guy Moses with the Ten Commandments above their heads, and right under them it says justice, the guardian of liberty. And that's where I want to bring you today. We want justice, because justice guards our liberty. We need to know the law, to enforce the law, to execute the law under justice and deal with it accordingly, so we can have peace and righteousness in the United States of America. And guess what? Many of the corrupt politicians, along with the judges today, have been what? Warring and teaching a new generation to war against God. And why is that? Well, I'm about ready to show you that they're going to eat the fruit of their own ways when they wickedly depart from God. In America, there's nobody in this country that can deny the fact that we are a Christian nation. Not a single person. And if you would like to at any time debate that or embarrass yourself in front of 53 countries, you can go ahead and do that. Here's the number. It's 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. And again, you can call at any time. If this is the first time that you've ever listened to the show, I want you to understand that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. So going back to the presupposition, getting on topic here, friends, God is. And going to Deuteronomy 16:19, it says, "You shall not pervert justice. You shall not show partiality, nor take a bribe, for a bribe blinds the eyes of the wise and twists the words of the righteous." Now, keep in mind when Barack Hussein Obama made his appearance, is appearing throughout the world, everybody believed that, well, he's from Chicago. And he talked about his Christianity. And again, friends, keep in mind, nobody warned the people more than Christ to not be deceived. Many will come in my name. Be not deceived. And folks, we see it all day long. These politicians that represent we the people, and they derive their just powers from the consent of we the people, found in the Declaration of Independence, they swear to the people that they're Christians. And why would they do that? And why do they put their hand on that Bible? And why do they swear to God and man that they will actually uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic? Well, what happens when they don't do that? We have to do that. 318 million people need to rise up and deal with the corruption. And we're to overthrow the men, not the Constitution. We're not to overthrow the Constitution, friend. Or friends, we're to overthrow the men that pervert the Constitution. So let's get to them, and let's go to Chicago really quick to show you that, again, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. Does everybody remember former Governor Rod Blagojevich? Did you know that Governor Blagojevich was actually the governor of that state from 2003 to 2009? He became the first Illinois governor in history to be impeached, Article 2, Section 4, by the way. Convicted of numerous corruption charges on, this is in the past, friends. He was convicted on numerous corruption charges, including allegations that he tried to sell or trade President Barack Obama's old Senate seat. Do you suppose Barack didn't have an insight as to what was going on there? You better bet your bottom dollar he did. But we know Rod now is sitting behind bars, isn't he, friends? See, they're not above the law, friends. They can act like demigods all that they want to, but what happens when the American people rise up and deal with corruption in their government? Well, they get justice just like the rest of us. As a matter of fact, they swear to uphold the laws, not to transgress or tear them down. George Ryan, governor from 1999 through 2003, after leaving office, George Ryan was convicted of racketeering for actions as governor and secretary of state. In November 2007, he began serving a 6.5-year federal prison. I bet you probably have never heard this before, friends. And this is the message that you need to send to those corrupt representatives, in which, in fact, you know they're corrupt. And what I'm highlighting right now, friends, are the ones that got caught. And I'm speaking to the governors and corrupt politicians in Illinois to show you the apple does not fall too far from the tree. United States Rep. Dan Rottenkowski pleaded guilty to corruption charges and left office in 1995. He served 17 months in prison but was pardoned by President Bill Clinton, the most corrupt president in the history of America up until Barack Hussein Obama. Check out Clinton Chronicles online. Rottenkowski was a representative from 1959 to 1995. United States Rep. Mel Reynolds of Chicago, convicted of misconduct with a 16-year-old campaign volunteer and resigned in 1995. He served more than 2 years in prison, later convicted on federal wire and bank fraud charges, and sentenced to more than 6 years in prison. President Clinton commuted that sentence. Dan Walker, governor from 1973 to 1977 in Chicago, pleaded guilty to bank fraud and other charges in 1987 related to his business activities after leaving office. He spent just over a year and a half in federal prison. Can you imagine if that would have been near you, friends? In other words, this guy knew too much. That's why lenience was showed to him. I'll tell you what, we'll make it a short sentence if you promise to shut your mouth. Folks, you're dealing with mob here. This is the mafia. Those that serve we, the people, don't have a right to break the law. But for some reason, they feel that they do. They feel that there's some congressional immunity when it comes to the laws that apply to themselves. And what's sad to say is the American people go along with it as well. Otto Kerner, governor from 1961 to 1968, resigned to become judge, then was convicted of bribery related to his tenure as governor. He was sentenced to 3 years in prison in Chicago. William G. Stratton, governor from 1953 to 1961, indicted after leaving office on income tax evasion charges. But by the way, friends, he was acquitted. Lenington Small, governor from 1921 to 1929, indicted while in office on embezzlement charges, but he was acquitted too, friends. Joel Madison, governor from 1853 to 1857, governors out of Chicago after leaving office. A Sangamon County Court ruled that he owed the state more than $253,000 back in 1853. In connection with the scheme to pay government contractors, his property was sold at auction. How'd that work out for you, Joe? See what happens when the American people stand up and deal with corruption? Secretary of State Paul Powell from Chicago, roughly $800,000 was found stuffed in his shoeboxes at Powell's home after he died in 1970. Auditor from Chicago, Orville Hodge, pleaded guilty in the 1950s to embezzling more than $1.5 million from the state while in office. Why do you have trillions and trillions of dollars of debt, America? Attorney General William Scott, convicted of tax fraud and spent a year in prison in the 1980s. He was Illinois' Attorney General from 1969 to 1980. This is all coming out of Chicago. I wanted to start the show that way so you can understand. Because, folks, we don't hear a lot about this. But I want to remind you that justice is the guardian of liberty. And when the American people stand up and send the message that we will no longer tolerate crime, we will impeach you, we will indict you, it's all constitutional, friends. And those that fail to actually draw up the articles of impeachment the way that they have over the last 7 years, we can lawfully deal with them too, friends, because it applies to them. And that's exactly what I'm showing you right now. We're going to come back to profiteers of governing, and these are the ones who got caught. Line upon line, precept upon precept. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. You got Bradley Dean with you. Folks, I wanted to tell you again, thank you for making us the number one radio show on Genesis Communication Networks on Saturdays and the number two show during the week. We do truly appreciate that because without you, we could not be in the number one slot during the weekend. So again, we wanted to tell you thank you very much for that. Aside of that, I also wanted to let you know, friends, if you want to check us out on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Media, and Bradley Dean. Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Media, and Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E. And if you're a Twitterer, and you want to Twitter, go over to Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1, double E. And again, if you'd like to call in at any time, you may. Stick to the topic, please. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I want to let you know that I'm for you. I love this country. I'm adamant about our freedom and winning the day because I know that we can do this. We can get to the other side if we have our faith in the right place. During the foundations of this country, friends, less than 3% of the population, along with 13 colonies and 56 delegates, established what we have today because they went to the God of our fathers, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Amen? Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now down in Virginia, you know what they would be saying. They'd be saying, bring it on, Brother Dean, bring it on. I'm going to bring it on anyways. Amen. Folks, all miseries and evils which men suffer from, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, war, they all proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. And notice these people that I'm going to begin to call out, friends, are those are the ones that are always talking about lines between church and state. We're going to talk about that next year. Not next year. We're in the new year. Next week. And I also wanted to let you know, friends, these are the ones warring against God. And the only argument against the Bible, friends, is an unholy lifestyle. These are the men that I'm going to expose. Let me say this one more time. Noah Webster rightly said, all the miseries and evils which men suffer from, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war, proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. The precepts contained in the Bible. And isn't it interesting, friends? Everybody in this country is sick and tired of governments and man's 10,000 policies. If you're so sick and tired of man's 10,000 policies that are being passed to throw on your backs week after week by corrupt representation, friends, then get back to God's 10 commandments and deal with the corrupt. That's how it works. And it really, truly is that simple. And we need real men of God. Real patriots, which means to uphold dying laws. We need the real men across this country to stand together, to come together, because America, no one man's going to do this, but we the people, one nation under God, can do this. Keep in mind, the forefathers were waving the flags. No king but King Jesus, and appeal to heaven. Cross-check me, friends. Cross-check me. Do your homework. Do your homework. I always challenge you to do your homework concerning everything that I'm telling you. And P.S., I'm not telling you my opinion. I'm giving you facts, and facts are stubborn things. Like it or not, truth demands a response. And if you don't respond, then you lose your country. It's really that simple. Few men have the virtue to withstand the highest bidder. During the first segment, I said, how is it that the American politicians are garnering so much wealth? And then I shared with you during the 113th congressional session that 268 of the 534 members were millionaires. I'm going to give you a short list of examples of them that are profiteers of the governing body. For example, Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut, also classmates with Bill and Hillary Clinton, he's worth more than $52.9 million. Not saying they're all guilty, friends. Scott Peters of California, somehow he's worth $112.5 million. Governor Rick Scott of Texas has a net worth of $147 million. How are they to serve us if they don't understand us, friends? Michael McCall of Texas is worth, the 10th Congressional District, he is worth $300 million. Out of Texas, $300 million. John Delaney of Maryland has founded numerous companies that are now listed on the New York Stock Exchange. He's the only CEO of a publicly traded company to serve in the 113th Congress. His net worth, you ready for this one, friends? $232 million. You expect these people to understand you, friends? Really? Jared Polis, the radical homosexual, as a matter of fact, he's the first openly sodomite parent to serve in Congress, who has a net worth of, ready, $72.9 million. The American people tolerate that which God condemns. And then America, you wonder why your country's being turned into hell. And you allow these to rule the roost. John Kerry, former U.S. Senator and current Secretary of State, which is what he's earned primarily throughout his quarter-century-long service to himself and through his wife, Teresa Hines Kerry. She's the high rest of the Hines ketchup fortune and is also beneficiary to a number of trusts. The guy's a real leech, friends. But he's a beneficiary to a number of trusts from the Forbes family fortune. Kerry is worth $198.6 million. This is the one that's trying to sell you to the United Nations, which, by the way, the United States actually created the United Nations, just so you understand that, out of World War II, because it failed during World War I through something called League of Nations. Mark Warner of Virginia, he holds a large amount of wealth, estimated at $85.8 million. Warner made a lot of money during the telecom boom of the 1980s. Now, I'm not pointing the finger, folks, but it sounds like someone knows what's going on before it actually takes place. Is this ringing a bell? It's called inside trading. Daryl Issa of California is worth $140.5 million. Issa was the richest official in the United States, but has been recently dethroned by Southern Governor Tennessee's Bill Haslam, thanks to, ready for this, friends, again, cheap gasoline. Doesn't government control that? Bill's net worth is $2 billion. These are the representatives of the American people, and these are the ones that are telling us that we're on an economic downturn once again, but for some reason they keep making more money. Let me go over to Diane Feinstein, just a posted script for you. Also from California, and this is anti-gunner herself. You know the one that has armed guards around her? She has a net worth of $41.7 million. Hey, folks, aren't these the politicians who in many cases are guilty of attacking, perverting, distorting, and violating constitutional law in an attempt to set a new course for the American people? Read Proverbs 24:21 when you get a moment. Folks, aren't these the above said? Aren't they the ones that are guilty of attacking, perverting, distorting, and violating constitutional law? Aren't these the ones that are constantly trying to go down the wrong path and bring everybody with them? For you attorneys that are listening right now, do understand that policy follows law. Law does not follow policy. Anything contrary to God's moral law, said William Blackstone, English common law, one of the founders, along with Charles D. Montesquieu and John Locke, said anything that stands in contrast to God's moral law is null and void. These policies are so far from, hey folks, as a matter of fact, Senator John Glenn said that if we had to follow the rule of our Constitution, we could not enact most of the bills that we pass around here. He told on himself. Now I want to get back to this. How is the President of the United States of America, how is he worth $7 million, folks, when he gets paid $400,000 a year and he's been in office for only 7 years? How is he worth $7 million? How is he making this kind of money when he's representing the people and he's only being paid $400,000 a year, give or take a little bit? How are major and minority leaders making an average of $194,000 a year, give or take a little bit, and yet they're worth millions? Who are they working for, friends? As I said during the first segment, how is it that in many cases they enter service with little to nothing, and before you know it, they're self-made millionaires? Folks, hard times aren't falling on the reps. They're falling on you. And keep in mind, these are the guys, in many cases, that passed some unconstitutional act called the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare, Article 1, Section 8. It's unconstitutional. It's null and void, friends. It doesn't apply to us. He derived that authority out of the thin air because it didn't come from the people or the Constitution. He's violating law. But these are the ones that mean to lay it on your backs, making it mandatory for the first time ever that you have to pay for your health care system. But friends, keep in mind, it doesn't apply to them. They're exempt. There's that congressional immunity that I'm talking about. Folks, they have the roles backwards. And so do the American people that accept this, because it's illegal. And again, friends, keep in mind, it's not business when government does it, and then when we do it, it's called crime. That's the definition of tyranny. And I want to tell you something. Just like Thomas Jefferson rightly said, when the government fears the people, a filial fear. When the government fears the people, what do you have? What do you have, friends? When the government fears the people, what is it that you have? When the people fear the government, we know that we have tyranny. Isn't that where we're at today in America? Is that not where we're at today in America? When the government fears the people, what do you have? Friends, I'm going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Paul Cornelius with Days of Noah Ministries on the cutting edge of creation ministries today. And I'm happy to say to you that I enjoy Bradley Dean, who's right on with everything, including the truth that we're needing desperately in America today. I listen to Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty all the time, and I think you should too.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Appreciate you joining with us today, highlighting the things that I'm highlighting because I love my country. Patriot, and the definition of a patriot, Webster's 1828, is to actually uphold dying laws. And I am living for everything that in the natural our veterans have fought, bled, and died to give us, because we understand that freedom wasn't given unto us to do what we want to do. Freedom was given unto us to do what we ought to do. I'm picking up the baton. And in the spiritual, I'm thanking Jesus Christ by living for him who died for me, both in the natural and in the spiritual. That is the pearl, not only to American liberties, but also to the church, Christ crucified. I wanted to tell you that because people, you're probably saying, man, this is the first time I've ever listened to this dude. He's intense. Hey, let me just say it this way. I love my country. I love your country. I love it enough to fight for it. How about you? You know, it's interesting how many people love their country, but they're not willing to fight for it. They let somebody else do that for them. Now, that's called a hypocrite. And I don't have any time for them, not a one of them. God is faithful to give to the church what they're willing to fight for. So let's stand up and fight the good fight of faith. Because our forefathers told us, it's inscripted at the Library of Congress. Oh, I'm sorry, it's the Archives Building. It said, the price of liberty is eternal vigilance. check out the Gadsden flag when you get a moment. That snake's eye, they're always open. His eyes are always open, and he's always ready to strike when he said, don't tread on me. Well, guess what? Don't ever live your life, friends, where the enemy doesn't fear you. I was saying right before the break, it's interesting how Thomas Jefferson said that when the government fears the people, I was waiting for you to fill in the blank, you have liberty. Liberty is the right to do the right thing. Right? Because God didn't give us rights to do the wrong thing. We know that through the Declaration of Independence. When the government fears the people, you have liberty. But when the people fear the government, you have tyranny. And folks, I'm trying to expose to you as the problems in which we face today. And if we're willing to deal with the issues at hand, I'll tell you what, we're not going to have any problems. And I also want to say this. If you want to change the future, said William Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army, the original founder, along with his wife, Catherine Booth. He said, if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. And it's not hard to get in trouble for doing the right thing today, friends. Just tell the truth. People don't like that. They don't like it at all. Before I get over to profiteers of governing, I'm going to take a phone call from Pastor Brent in, I don't know if it's Louisiana or it's Los Angeles. Welcome to the show. How are you, my friend?
Long Beach. Yeah.
Long Beach. Nice. We're -6 degrees here. How are you doing there?
Oh, well, you know what? While the rest of the world's freezing, we're burning in liberal California with passion. We're in the
there you go. I like that. Nice.
I'm calling from the happiest place on earth. I mean, the most politically correct, still your rights place on earth.
Okay.
Oh, let me tell you, Bradley, I like your show. I've been listening to your show for years and stuff, and I've been calling in. Yeah, my other aliases, I had a few of them, but I'm not afraid anymore. You know, I don't use my other aliases I used to. But, you know, I mean, I don't care if they're watching. God's watching them. And I like being a street pastor because they can't censor me, you know. I mean, I would love to do what you do, but I love to do it at colleges. And I like talking to young people and telling them about Jesus because, yeah, I mean, it pisses me off that people say they love their kids, but they send them to be indoctrinated and abused. And then we want to complain, yep. Oh, terrorism is going to kill us. Oh, terrorists, take your rights. But we kill 4,000 babies a day, and we let our kids be basically mentally raped. So, well, why do we complain about, oh, the terrorists? And then we tolerate Obama, here's the best one. I saw all these folks that just speak Spanish, and they have all their kids there, and it made me pissed off. They're criminals. Anchor babies and the people that come over here, you know, illegally. Then they want to play the heartbleed thing. It's criminals. Mm-hmm. Makes me mad.
Yeah. You know what? That's why we're standing up and doing something about the problem. And instead of cursing the darkness, which we have to do, it's time for the American people, such as yourself, my friend, to actually light the candle and lead the way. And I want to encourage people out there, too, namely the professed Christians, 78% of you that sit down there and do nothing and let someone else bear the cross for you. I've actually found less than 3% of real Christianity in this country. And the higher I go up, the more I understand why we're in trouble concerning the church. But aside of that, I want people to understand what Brent is saying right now, that 86% of those that send their kids into public schools, do you realize they're professed Christians, patriots, and or conservatives that are being indoctrinated illegally by the federal government through a violation of Article 10 of the Bill of Rights? That's the first thing. So our kids are being subjected to everything and protected from nothing, and we wonder why our country's in the shape that it is today. And Brent, let me just answer back to you now, friend. But it's interesting, every Sunday, you will find the stadiums across the United States of America filled with up to 50 to 100,000 people cheering on a bunch of grown men with tights on fighting over a pig ball. You know, why is America in trouble?
Well, you know what the funny thing is, though, Bradley? I mean, I love when you say that you pray that God will give you grace to obey him, because I've started doing that, because I can't obey him without his grace, because my flesh is warring against the spirit and stuff. And I mean, I think it's a sad thing, because you know what? The professed church, most of them are not active. Most of them they're not afraid of being killed, probably. They're afraid of their family not liking them or their boss not liking them, or that's what they're afraid of, because they have been so sheltered in the pulpit and haven't just gone out there and gotten the war in it. It's not easy, but, you know, when I went with Jed Smock to a college campus, the Cal State Long Beach, and I got introduced to street preaching, man, I felt this, like, fire, this, like, you know, it was intense, and, you know, there's almost a fist fight. It was intense, though, man. When I got introduced to Reuben Israel, it was probably one of the most powerful things I've experienced, just preaching the gospel with fire to those kids, and the feminist attack you, and then the evolutionist attack you, the professor attacks you, somebody, you know, threatened to hit one of the guys, you know. The scripture is not true, right? But if it's not true, then why did they, Galatians 5:17, if there's not a war between the flesh and the spirit, why do they get so mad if it's not true? Come on.
That's exactly right. As a matter of fact, I like to use the analogy when I'm doing high schools or colleges, or as a matter of fact, tea parties or churches, Brent, that isn't it interesting when a man, you know, for example, is building, let's say he's building a shelf, and all of a sudden he has the hammer in his hand and he misses the nail and he hits his thumb. What's the first thing that comes out of his mouth? It's not Hare Krishna. It's not Muhammad. No, it's always taking my father's name in vain, which proves the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. And there we have it. But yeah, really what it comes down to right now, the American church, you need to understand that you shine brightest in the dark. It's dark enough, okay? We're shining real bright right now, and we have an opportunity to prove our God. And I say that we come together and do just that, because I'm doing it with or without you, because as John Knox rightly said, the Scottish prophet, that reformer back in the 1600s said that a man with God is always in the majority. And you know what? I believe it. And Brent, you just got done telling me when you were willing to bear your cross and open your mouth for Jesus Christ on the streets, you felt a power that you never felt before. That is my daily food, is understanding who David was and is in Christ, because David said, by my God, I'll go through a troop. By my God, I'll leap over a wall. And that's exactly the power that the world doesn't understand. Nor does the church, because they don't understand the power of God unto salvation, my friend. I'll give you the last word.
Well, you know what? See, when I preach in different places on the train and to my liberal counterparts in college, and I get bold. Sometimes I listen to these jokers sagging their pants, smell like weed, and they're talking about the gang stuff and how it's cool on the train. And I tell them, you know what? There's a lot of testimonies in that graveyard. Here's a track. Turn to Jesus so you don't end up like Crazy K, who died with his gun in his hand saying, I don't give an F. And he died within the gangster life and went to the lake of fire. I tell him, you don't have to do that. Jesus loves you, and there's another way. I'm not afraid to talk to people, you know?
Yep. No, I got you, Brent. For the sake of time, I got a heartbreak coming up on me. I want to answer that. Folks, that's why my ministry has done over 360 high schools across the country, just because of what Brent is talking about right now. It's a generation that doesn't want the lip service of how much you love them. They want to know how much you love them by actually breaking into the world and actually going in there and preaching. Because, friends, we're not asking the devil for permission to obey God, right? We've been given authority to do the right thing, and right now is the right time to do the right thing. Okay? And if it's not now, then when? And if it's not you, then I got a question for you. Who? Folks, what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break here, and then on the other side, we're going to finish off profiteers of governing, and these are the ones who got caught. Folks, I'm going to go from A to Z, time permitting, concerning those that serve we the people that have been busted for crime after crime after crime after crime after crime. And folks, it's pretty appalling. And it's pretty eye-opening as well. So we're going to get to that in just a couple minutes. Folks, James Garfield said, now more than ever before, the people are responsible for the character of their government. If that body be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it is because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption. But if it be intelligent, brave, and pure, it is because the people demand these high qualities to represent them in national legislatures. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back for hour two. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money.